You are Locked On Lakers, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Going to work out the same way that the other reviews have gone, just not with a guest this time. I'm going to start by talking about what I expected from Kuzma early on in the season or heading into the season. I'm going to take a quick second, and then I'm going to discuss what I actually saw from Kuzma, and then we'll finish off by talking about what he can do moving forward. As always, make sure you guys can follow the show on Megaphone/Panoply, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Today's Fast Break, Spotify, Alexa, Silver Screen and Roll, Lakers Nation. You can follow me on Twitter, at Anthony Irwin, LA. I want to start here, though. I mean, usually I would start by, again, talking about what I was hoping to see from Kuzma. But having just watched the Boston Celtics beat the Philadelphia 76ers, and really throughout all of these playoffs, you really get the sense that basketball is played on the wing, or that the most important position on any team at this point is on the wing, and wings who can either slide up occasionally and play the two, or can slide down occasionally and play the four. And that's kind of when Kuzma was playing really well in Summer League, you kind of thought, hey, maybe the Lakers have a four that can occasionally slide up to the three. And you never really thought that sliding up to the two was really an option. But what, you know, and you were still kind of tempering expectations with Kuzma because you weren't necessarily comfortable, or I wasn't necessarily comfortable going so far as to say that, okay, yeah, this is what we're going to see from now on with this guy. And it was good to see that he built on that and kept it going. And the reason I was bringing up the Celtics is he showed everybody, and you were hoping heading into the season that he would show everybody that he can be an important piece on a good team because of the role he would eventually play. And that's kind of what I wanted to see from him. I wanted to see, okay, was Summer League a flash in the pan? He's athletic. He can shoot. He was running like a gazelle up and down the court and catching outlet passes from Lonzo for easy buckets. And you kind of thought, well, is this something that we were going to see? Can this carry over to the different style of basketball that you would see at the NBA level? And hell, I thought, well, this style of play might work out in the D League. He'll light up the D League, and he'll come up occasionally and he'll show some stuff. And then it was shown really quickly that nope, yeah, this guy is going to be an important player for the Lakers from day one to the as long as he can keep it going throughout his career. And yeah, heading into the season, you thought, all right, what can this guy bring? What role can he play? And this is how it goes for all rookies, right? Hoping to see anything in terms of counting stats from a rookie is kind of a fool's errand, because counting stats can come from all over the place and inefficiently and on bad teams, right? Like Michael Carter Williams had a good rookie season. He won Rookie of the Year, but nobody thought to themselves, oh yeah, this guy's going to be a star moving forward, right? Despite winning Rookie of the Year. It's kind of why I kind of want Rookie of the Year to go away. But that's a topic for another day. With Kyle Kuzma, you kind of thought, all right, what role can he play? Can he be a stretch four? Can he slide up and play the three occasionally? If he really stretches himself physically, can he slide up and play the two and in sparse minutes there and not be a disaster there? And that's kind of all I wanted to see. I wanted to start seeing, especially with Kuzma at this age in his year 22 season, you kind of wanted to see, all right, what archetype, what niche can he fill or open up for himself in the modern NBA? and he came through in flying colors in that respect. I will get to in a second how he did that and get into his season specifically, but we're going to pay some bills and we'll come back here in a second. So ways that Kyle Kuzma exceeded or met or whatever expectations. Look, Kyle Kuzma being drafted where he was had very little expectations. I mean, like I said, I was hoping, well, let's see if he gets up and plays. I thought he was going to spend portions of his season in the D League or in the G League, and then maybe occasionally make appearances up with the parent team. And in that sense, he obviously vastly exceeded those expectations. So as summer league and as preseason went along, you had to change those expectations. And even as newer, higher expectations were set for Kuzma, he still met and exceeded those expectations. Now, obviously, he is a this is going to be breaking news, everybody. He is a better offensive player than he is a defensive player by leaps, bounds, a horse galloping, a cheetah running. He is astronomically fit to play in the modern NBA on the offensive side. It still needs to be proven that he can not be a disaster on the defensive side. But let's focus on the good. Let's focus on the offensive side to start. And then maybe if there's time, we'll talk about some of the things that we need to see from him defensively moving forward. Offensively, I was hoping, all right, let's see if he can be a 3 and D guy or not even a D guy. Can he just hit spot-up three-pointers? And he finishes the season shooting 36% from three on 5.5 attempts per game. That's pretty outstanding for a rookie, and even an older rookie like Kyle Kuzma is. And the nice thing about Kuzma's shot is it's very replicable. It's very quick. I mean, I'm not going to go so far as to say that he can be a Klay Thompson-esque shooter. I'm saying that his shot reminds me of Klay Thompson's shot. It's clinical. It's efficient. He has great footwork. He has great feet. When you watch him score, the footwork that he brings to the table, and we talked in the last show with Pete about things that Brandon Ingram needs to improve. Now, Ingram is still, I believe, 2 years younger than Kyle Kuzma, and so there's plenty of time for Ingram to improve in that sense. But for where Kuzma is right now, his feet are just tremendous, and with scorers, with offensive threats, that's usually where it starts, frankly. Can your feet keep up with your brain? Can your feet efficiently get to spots so that no matter how your body is positioned, you have a nice foundation upon which to elevate and you know, get as high vertically as you possibly can? And I thought in that respect, he absolutely proved he has that skill set. The other thing that I wanted to see from him is, all right, well, can he attack closeouts? That's usually the next step with good shooters is, well, these teams are going to close out on him hard. They want to run him off the three-point line. What can he do with one or two dribbles? And as we saw throughout the year, he is very capable as a two-point shooter, right? He shot 51% on 8 attempts from two-point range, and that's anywhere from the rim on out to the three-point line. But that's really what you were looking for there. What can he bring to the table when teams close out hard on him because of what he's capable of doing from 3-point range? And here's the other thing regarding Kuzma, and I kind of alluded to this at the start. He made maybe one or two moves per game that made me giggle like a schoolgirl, right? Like whether it was a random step back when he first showed that off, where he would, you know, he would be ISO'd on the wing and couldn't quite get all the way to the basket and needed to create space for himself. The step backs either going right or left, usually to his left so that he can plant off his right and not need to turn his body around to get the shot off. But those step backs, when he first showed that, you can ask Jen. I was just, the noise that came out of my body was not one I would be proud of. And then that noise was multiplied to the nth degree when he started showing off that skyle hook, right? And that to me, look, the shot itself looks really cool, and is a very effective shot, and he became very effective with that shot. To me, what's more interesting is, or what's more important than that shot isolated, even despite how cool that shot looks, is how he was able to just kind of develop it on the fly. And for an offensive player, for a young offensive player, for a rookie to be able to add to their game at every step of his young NBA career, he was a different player in summer league than he was in the preseason. He became a different player as the year went along, and just continually adding to his game tells me that, one, he learns really quickly, and two, he is willing to put the work in to be good enough and effective enough in adding these parts to his game to be able to do so over the course of an NBA season. That, to me, above everything else that you saw from Kyle Kuzma, is vastly more exciting than any individual talent that he showcased throughout the season. So I can't wait to see what he adds and what tweaks he makes to his game, and whether his body takes another step forward this upcoming offseason. But offensively, he's special, and the Lakers got themselves a good one. We do, however, have to talk about the defensive stuff. And look, Pete said this, and I thought he made a really good point, that your rookie season, you just kind of want to find your footing, be as effective as you can at the things that you're good at, and then you kind of you build from there. And that's what his expectations were with Ingram, even though he was in his sophomore season. That was kind of the hope there, was, all right, well, let's see if he, Ingram, continues to find himself and improve throughout his season, and we'll give him kind of a pass defensively. And now look, Kyle Kuzma is, like I said a second ago, a couple years older, so he's going to have to improve a lot more quickly than Ingram will on that side of the court. But there were still things, there were still aspects of his game that make you think, at the very least, he has the tools to not be a disaster on that side of the court. And that's really what you're looking for. My concern with Isaiah Thomas is I don't think he'll ever be good enough offensively to make up for how terrible he is defensively. And I think Kuzma is very much capable of being good enough offensively to make up for, you know, if he isn't ever a league average defender, can he be slightly below that? And if he is, well, now you're talking about a net positive NBA player. And that's kind of what you're looking for. So from Kyle Kuzma, I'm looking for, just like I alluded to earlier, he has shown an ability to evolve and adapt over the course of an NBA season. He did that offensively. But just the instincts that it takes to be able to do that tell me that, okay, yeah, that's one of the seeds that are planted that he can kind of build on moving forward. The other thing, I talked about his feet as an offensive player. You need good feet to be a good defender. And I think his feet on offense have shown me that he's good enough to be a decent defender. And then the last thing here, and this is kind of a theory of mine, and I'll let you guys judge me on this theory, but I think good offensive players have a bit of an advantage to being, you know, decent defensively than vice versa. Basically that a good defender, it's harder for them to develop a good offensive game than a good offensive player is to develop a good defensive game. And it's because of the mentality. You, as a scorer, you know what kind of goes into where good scorers want to get to on the court. And I think Kuzma, being a good offensive player and being a student of the game the way that he is capable of thinking like a defender in ways that make him an okay defender. And that's really what the goal here is. Just be okay defensively. If he gets better than that, great. Now you're playing with house money. But can he be an okay player moving forward? And I think he can. On the other side of the break, I am going to talk about things that I want to see from him moving forward on both sides of the ball. Again, as always, make sure you guys are following the show everywhere you can find shows. I have to mention this because of the great work that this network has done. A lot of these teams' seasons are ending, and we're heading into the conference finals on both conferences. Go follow and listen to at least Locked On NBA. If you want to learn stuff about, you know, guys that the Lakers might be interested in, go listen to that Locked On show for those teams, and you'll probably learn a thing or two. We're going to take a quick second, and when we come back, I'll talk about what I want to see from Kyle Kuzma moving forward. So I talked about reasons why I think he'll improve, and now I want to quickly, before we wrap up here, talk about ways and things that I would like to see him improve on. So, look, he's 22, and there is a bit of a ceiling to how much guys at that age will improve compared to younger counterparts. That said, I want to see him become more of a, not a distributor, but can he develop instincts that make him more of a threat outside of just getting his own shot? Can he, when he's attacking a closeout, does he know that maybe pulling up for a mid-range jumper isn't necessarily as effective in the grand scheme of things as taking that extra dribble, collapsing the defense, and trying to kick out to a shooter? That's one of the things that I would like to see him improve on the game offensively, mentally. Physically, look, I think all young players figure out it takes time to really realize how physical the NBA can be. We just watched Joel Embiid go up against Aron Baynes, and the collisions that you're seeing in the post in that game, and this remains consistent throughout the NBA, but those collisions that you're seeing in the key are the stuff that you see like in an Avengers movie. These guys are huge human beings, and they are immensely more athletic than even you think about before you see them play. And for all rookies, what happens usually is they have their first kind of collision. They go through their first season of collisions, and they realize, okay, yeah, I need to be able to, if not, you know, bounce a defender back the way that Julius Randle does, but can I make it so that I can adjust midair to the collision that I have, whether it's in the key or a slight bump going up for a jumper, collecting myself, coming out around a screen, getting hit by a screen and bouncing off of that screen and not dying on it. Like, those things are the things that I want to see Kuzma really improve on physically. And that's just going to be from experience, really, and continued maturing from his body. The last thing that I want to see from him offensively is, all right, I would like to see a secondary move. He's very good at the one or two dribbles and getting to a spot that way. But the counters, when a defender takes away an angle and some of those other things, he does have a fairly nice spin move. And like I said earlier, his footwork is tremendous for somebody his age. I can't think of very many Laker rookies who showed this kind of polish offensively. And so can he build on that and not dribble like a Republican, as that one Twitter went, that one tweet went about Klay Thompson, one of my favorite tweets of all time. So those are the things I would like to see offensively. And then on the defensive side, look, he's kind of a blank canvas, right? He's a piece of work that you want to get to being a league average defender. Can he move his feet? I talked in the last segment about reasons why there's reason to believe he can improve defensively, but you know, how specifically can he get there? And to me, it all really starts with the mental stuff. And it's going to take a ton of time in film room. It's going to take a ton of time. One thing that I'm really hoping for, if Paul George does indeed come to the Lakers, is that George kind of takes all the wings aside and shows them ways that he developed to become one of the better perimeter defenders across the NBA. And that's where Kyle Kuzma can really stand to develop on that side of the court. And then the physicality stuff that I talked about offensively, well, that stuff will also help defensively. Can he legally hand check? Without having to use his hands so much? Can he anticipate and then get to the spot or beat an offensive player to the spot? That's the kind of stuff that Kuzma needs to do to just be a league average defender. Like I've said a few times now, just become league average. Anything above that and Kuzma becomes championship caliber, like big minutes championship caliber. As it stands right now, I think he's good enough to be a steady role player on a playoff contender. But can he take that next step and be a championship type player? That kind of remains to be seen. I am optimistic about him being able to do that. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you. If you've made it this far, I really appreciate you listening to me kind of babble on. I will have Pete back to talk about another player for tomorrow's show. So that'll be fun. If you guys have any questions or comments for Monday's show, ask away. And that's on iTunes. Leave a 5-star review, and I will get to that stuff. You get your questions in by Sunday. That's when I record these shows. Get your questions in by Sunday, and I will answer them on Monday's show in our weekly Mailbag Monday show. They were great questions last time, and there were a couple in there that I wouldn't even mind revisiting because of how many good ones we got. There were a couple that I would have liked to spend a little bit longer on. So if need be, I'll do that. But I would obviously prefer to get new questions so that I can continue to interact with you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day. As always, find the show on all the places you can listen to podcasts for, and I will talk to you mañana.